USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The future of AM radio in cars is the subject of a congressional hearing today, with lawmakers from both parties agreeing AM needs to stay. Here's Republican Congressman Bob Latta of Ohio.
Its unique frequency characteristics allow signals to travel far and wide, overcoming geographical barriers and reaching both urban and remote areas. This makes AM radio an invaluable tool during times of crisis.
Several automakers have said they're eliminating AM from future electric vehicles because of interference from the electric motors. The bill under consideration would force automakers to keep AM. Europe's largest nuclear plant's in danger of running out of cooling water thanks to the explosion that destroyed much of a huge dam in southern Ukraine. As for who did it,
Ukraine blames Russia for blowing up the strategic dam overnight, which is under Russian control in the Kherson region. President Zelensky calling it a terrorist attack, while Russian state media accuses Ukraine of attacking the dam without providing any evidence.
NBC correspondent Molly Hunter in Kyiv. More than 1,400 people from several small towns downstream from the breached dam have been evacuated. First, it was churches. Now, New York City Mayor Eric Adams wants to house migrants in private homes and paying homeowners to do it. Yesterday, Adams announced deals with about 50 churches and other houses of worship to start housing single adult male migrants. The Saudi Arabia-backed LIV Golf Tour, which lured away several PGA stars with big guarantees and fewer tournaments, is merging with the PGA Tour. CNBC reports the deal would end all the lawsuits each tour has filed against the other. And the Oakland A's plan to move to Las Vegas has hit a big roadblock. The Nevada legislature adjourned last night without approving the nearly $400 million in public financing the team wants to build a new stadium. The governor may call a special session to get it done. This is USA News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Union members take a vote this week to authorize a strike against UPS. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters and the shipping company are trying to come up with a new contract before the current deal runs out at the end of July. As Hollywood writers remain on strike, actors could also walk out if contract talks don't go their way.
SAG-AFTRA says more than 97% of its members have voted in favor of authorizing a strike. 65,000 union members voted on the strike authorization in recent days. SAG-AFTRA will begin its negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers on Wednesday. The vote means the union now has the power to call for a strike if no new deal is reached with major studio streamers and production companies by June 30th. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Bud Light may be on the rebound. Or not. Sales going into the Memorial Day weekend were down by nearly 24% from the same weekend last year, but that's better than the nearly 26% year-over-year drop from the week before. Bud Light sales woes began with a social media campaign featuring trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney. One of the world's most famous auto races gets underway Saturday morning, and NBA superstar LeBron James will be there to be the honorary starter at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. James says there's nothing like seeing and experiencing sports at their highest level. Past honorary starters have included Brad Pitt, Rafael Nadal, and the late actor Steve McQueen, who starred in a movie about the race. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.